Jim Duncan joins me live on the program. The website is realcentralva.com. Jim, how are you, sir? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you. How are you, Coy?
Very good. Now, Nest Realty has a, was this a recent report, the new Nest report?
New Nest report just came out last week.
Just last week, and it says that the scars of 2008, 09, and 10 are still too fresh to get overconfident this early. However, something good is happening, is it not?
It is. I mean, some segments of the market are seeing some real positivity. We're seeing, if you look at the high points of the market right now, and most of it's centered around the urban parts of the area, we're seeing well-priced, great-condition properties are going under contract swiftly, and we're even seeing multiple offers in a lot of situations.
Wow. Shades of 06, you know?
It's remarkable. I mean, we've seen in some cases properties have three, four, or five offers with escalation clauses, which we have to pull out the book to see how to write those because some of us have forgotten how to do that.
That's great. Used to be a matter of course, right?
Exactly.
Man, I can remember I bought a house in Ivy in 04, made an offer, oh my gosh, hours after it hit the market. And it was a full price offer because we knew it was going to sell within 24 hours. You just had that's how you had to buy a house 8 years ago.
Yeah, so we're seeing some of that. I mean, we're also seeing the other extreme where properties one closed I saw yesterday that have been on the market for about nearly 900 days. So there are extremes at both ends of the spectrum, and we're just aiming for, I'd really prefer to have something sort of in the middle that's stable and be depended on.
We're talking with Jim Duncan, realcentralva.com. It's 540. Jim, is there any indication, are there any patterns in this kind of thing? Are we seeing the homes that are getting more than one bid or are moving quickly? Are they in a certain part of town? Are they in a certain, price range? What's going on?
I see the trend that we're seeing, and I talk to a lot of agents from around the country, and it really is consistent, is that the properties that are priced aggressively, that are in turnkey condition and are in great locations are the ones that are selling. And the ones that might have a few blemishes, as it were, or imperfections are they're being shown and they're being seen, but they're not being sold.
Yeah.
One of the interesting things that we've been looking at, though, are at Nest, we track the number of lockboxes that are opened across the entire MLS. And we've been seeing a really interesting thing this year is that the number of lockbox showings, the openings of lockboxes at all the houses, are down nearly 20% across the board. But we're also seeing that contrasted with the fact that contracts being written are up significantly in almost every single market segment.
So the lockboxes just aren't needed as much as they were before.
Well, I think a lot of it is attributed. I've mentioned this to my clients, and it's really consensus is that buyers are doing a lot more research on their own and using the internet because the first time they see the house in person is usually the second or third time they've seen it online.
Huh.
So it really highlights the fact that the great looking properties that look great in pictures and on the internet are the ones that are getting the most traffic and the most activity.
We're talking with Jim Duncan, realcentralva.com. He's with Nest Realty. Your first quarter report says, quote, cutting straight to the point, Q1 2012, so January, February, March of 2012, was the best first quarter for the Charlottesville market since 2007. That is, wow. I mean, that's a big deal.
It's really kind of remarkable, and we have median prices are down across the market about 4%. But it's really hard to make a market wide generalization. But you look at the county of Albemarle, single family homes are up 31% for closed transactions. That's remarkable. Contracts being written in the city of Charlottesville are up for single family are up nearly 54%. And attached homes are up 160%. So you're seeing that. What we've seen a lot of is that buyers who have been waiting for 4, 5, 6 years are finally coming out and trying to buy homes when it's the right decision for them.
Yeah, and when they can get that loan, which they're harder to get these days than they used to be.
They are so much harder nowadays than I've seen in years. I think it's not just the qualifications, but the logistics of getting a loan closed in this market are such that that's one of the most unpredictable segments right now. Because I think a lot of it is because lenders may not have been prepared for normal transactions as they should have been. So it's become a real challenge in the market.
Yeah, we're talking with Jim Duncan. What about the glut? You and I have spoken many times of the glut of homes on the market, that we had years of inventory on the market already. Are we starting to see that go down? Is that one of the parts of this good news?
It absolutely is. I mean, looking at the entire MSA, the months of inventory, which is the number of months it would take to weed through the homes that are on the market, is down from about 14 months first quarter of last year to about 9.25 months this year. So you're seeing that more people are being more prodigious about when they put their houses on the market, and the ones that are coming on, more of them than we've seen in years are actually selling. So you're seeing a lot of people who are choosing to sell are they're doing what they need to get it sold rather than have it sit on the market for 9, 10, 15, 20 months.
Yeah. Well, this is great news. This is very good news. At least it seems to be moving in the right direction, and that there are real numbers to back it up. I mean, for years we've heard local realtors saying, hey, things are looking up, when the numbers weren't necessarily there to say that. But this really does, the numbers don't lie. These are good numbers. Good things are happening.
They really are. And I think I said on Twitter this morning that, of the 18 homes that closed in Charlotte-Albemarle last week, several of them closed with 0 days on the market, which were new construction, and a couple of them closed with days on market, between 700 and 900 days. So there's a lot of positivity out there, but it has to mean I wouldn't be responsible if I didn't temper it with the fact that while the positivity is there, there's some negativity as well, and I think we still have quite a ways to go before we're able to say, first quarter of 2012 is when our recovery really took hold. We need to see several quarters consecutively before we can say with confidence, or at least I can say with confidence, that this is when we saw good things start to happen and really consistently start to happen.
Yeah, we've come a long way since those no-doc loans of yore in the old days, when all you had to do was look at a bank and they would throw money at you for real estate,
Amen. Amen.
Jim Duncan, the website is realcentralva.com and nestrealty.com as well for the latest first quarter report. The numbers look good. Jim, thank you very, very much for being with us.
Corey, I appreciate it. Thank you.